This is
For a Better Life.
For a Better Life.
فرمود باعث تو لأتمم مكارم الأخلاق.
The Holy Prophet of Islam says, I have been sent to complete noble manners.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. This is Sister Zeenath and today's topic is greater sins. We have been discussing about the difference between greater sins and lesser sins, and the greater sins, if we avoid these greater sins, so on the day of judgment, smaller sins will be overlooked, and the Holy Prophet, peace be upon him, will intercede for us. But this does not mean that purposely we start committing smaller sins, because the greater sins will be because we are controlling a greater sins. No, that's not the case. So let's start talking about the greater sins. So one of the hadiths said that a person, he entered the presence of Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salam. After taking his seat, he recited the following verses of Quran, and then he said, "Why have you become silent?" when he heard this point. "And those who shun the great sins and indecencies," it is one of the holy ayat of Holy Quran. And then he has, "Why have you become silent?" asked the Imam. "You know, I would like to derive the greatest sins from the Holy Quran," he replied. The Imam said, "The greatest of the greatest sins is shirk, which means attributing partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." You know, when you say that I believe in one God, and I even believe in many smaller God, but I still believe in one God. You know, there are many people who said everyone believes in one God. But there's also an explanation. They say there are also other gods which are associated with that one God. There are many small gods. You know, that is the very big sin. And it says, "Certainly whoever associates others with God, then Allah has forbidden to him the garden of paradise." This is also from the Holy Quran. You know, after this is to despair from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As the Almighty Allah says, "Surely none despairs of Allah's mercy except the unbelieving people." This is from Surah Yusuf. "Then not fearing the retribution of Allah, the high and the highly," Allah remarks, "but none feels secure from Allah's plan except from the people who shall perish." So one of the greatest things is to disobey one's parents because the glorified Allah has said. Now we have been talking about the first point, doing shirk, associating small gods with one God. This is a very big sin, unforgivable sin, you know, unless and until the person repents in this world. Second, he keeps talking about disrespecting your parents, you know, and not taking care of them when they reach old age, you know, disrespecting them. "And dutiful to his parents, and he was not insolent, disobedient." This is from Surah Maryam. He says, here's the disobedience of the parents is considered a form of transgression. You know, this is the second point. Now, what is the third greatest sin? It says, to kill a believer is prohibited by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because Allah has informed, "And whoever kills a believer intentionally, his punishment is hell. He shall abide in it, and Allah will send him punishment on him and curse him and prepare for him a painful punishment." It is from Surah An-Nisa. That means one of the greatest sin is to kill a believer, you know, to slander a believing man or a woman of adultery. This is the next point. If you slander a believing man or a woman of adultery or sodomy, is one of the sin.
We were given so many prizes. We changed the desert into oases. We built buildings of different lengths and sizes, and we felt so very satisfied. We bought and bought and couldn't stop buying. We gave charity to the poor cause we couldn't stand the crying. We thought we paid our dues, but in fact to ourselves we're just lying. Oh, I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. I'm walking with my head lowered in shame for my place. I'm walking with my head lowered for my race. Yes, it's easy to blame everything on the West, when in fact our focus should be on ourselves. Is it satisfied? Is Allah satisfied? Is Allah satisfied?
You know, if the person is innocent, but you're saying the person has done adultery, you know, sodomy, this is the biggest sin because you're false accusing someone. The Aziz says, surely, this is Surah An-Nur, which says, surely those who accuse chaste believing women, unaware of the evil, are cursed in this world and the hereafter, and they shall have a grievous punishment. Now, the next point is about the greatest sin is the usurpation of an orphan's property is a greatest sin, and is clear from the following verse. And for those who swallow the property of the orphans unjustly, surely they only swallow fire into the bellies, and they shall enter burning fire, which is from Sunan Nasa. We say, if you know the property has to be divided between brothers and sisters equally, and the person is an orphan, and you are usurping the property of that person illegally, even after knowing that, this is the greatest sin. The next point is, it is the greatest. We are discussing the greatest sins on episodes of To Make a Life as a Better Life, For a Better Life on IRIB English Radio. The next point is, for the greatest sin, it is greatest sin to retreat from the holy war, as the divine verse says. And whoever shall turn his back to them on that day, unless he turns aside from the sake of fighting or withdraw to a company, then he indeed becomes deserving of Allah's punishment. And his abode is hell, and his evil destination shall it be. It's from Surah Anfal. So it says, if you have to be in a part of holy war, but you retreat, walk back, that is actually a sin. You know, because we are talking about the greatest sins, we have been discussing about the difference between the greatest sins and the lesser sins. So we are supposed to know what is greatest sins. There are more than 40 greater sins, but I'm going to be discussing whatever I can. So one of the greatest sins is to take interest. Oh my God, you know, if we have any kind of lending of the money, if we say, I've given you $10,000, and but you have to give me an interest for everything, that is actually a greatest sin. So Quran says, one who swallows down usury cannot arise except as one whom devil has prostrated by his touch does arise. This is because they say tradition is only like usury, and Allah has allowed traditions and forbidden usury. This is Surah Baqara, which said this is totally forbidden. There will be no mercy of Allah. There will be no blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on that money. Some people say that taking interest is same as any other business, you know. They do it for the cause of earning money. They say this is just business. But this verse clearly says that usury is different from trade. Secondary, taking interest is forbidden, whereas trading is permissible. So we have been discussing all about the greater sins, you know. And the last point is doing any kind of black magic. The people who have jealousy or anger with someone, they are into black magic. You have to know black magic is communicating with the devil, which is not allowed. So this is totally prohibited, and this is the greatest sin in Islam. There are more than like 40 greatest sins. I have just come, you know, I've been speaking about a few of the sins. Inshallah, we'll speak more in the next episode. Until then, you have been listening to IRIB English Radio For a Better Life. Salaamu Alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Your mercy, your love is all I need. It's all I need. It's all I need. All I need.
Is your love is all I need. To be all I need. And I know that you see how much you you mean to me. Cause your love is all I need. To be all I can be. And I know that you see how much you mean to me.
Your love is all I need.